USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is appearing in a D.C. federal appeals court shortly to revisit his case, as they'll consider dismissing charges against him after he admitted to lying to the FBI in 2017 about his connection to the Russian U.S. ambassador. The Justice Department wanted to drop charges after Flynn tried to change his plea, but the judge denied their motion. Meanwhile, President Trump is calling his former NSA John Bolton one of the dumbest people he's ever met. The president joking in a tweet this morning, he trusts Russian President Vladimir Putin more than he does John Bolton, the longtime Republican hawk on foreign policy issues, wrote a book that's highly critical of President Trump. Trump also targeted tweets at former FBI Director James Comey, who he called a sleazebag. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
A huge windstorm called a derecho blasted across the Midwest yesterday, knocking out power and leaving behind a trail of damage. It blew up in eastern Nebraska, spreading all the way to Ohio. Much is made of gun violence in cities like Chicago. Well, there's a lot of it going on in the nation's capital as well. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with the latest.
Gun violence continues to rise in the District of Columbia. So far, over 580 people have been shot in the city this year, a rise of over 55%. Police are currently looking for at least four shooters that opened fire into a crowd of hundreds of people, killing one and injuring 22 others. 17-year-old Christopher Brown was killed, and an off-duty police officer was shot in the neck and remains in serious condition. At least 100 rounds were fired by what police believe to be at least four shooters on the scene.
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump now wants to delay the G7 economic summit until after November's election. It was supposed to be in September, after it was originally scheduled for June. Trump is this year's host, and he told reporters yesterday that he hasn't formally invited leaders, but said he would invite Russian President Vladimir Putin because he is, quote, an important factor. A new study shows a strong connection between cannabis use in pregnant women and autism in their babies, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The risk of autism may be greater in babies born to women who use marijuana during pregnancy, according to a new study published in Nature Medicine. In an analysis of data from more than 500,000 Canadian mothers and their children, researchers found a 50% increase in autism spectrum disorder in kids whose mother used cannabis while pregnant. While it's known that substance use in pregnant women can affect a fetus's neurodevelopment, the question of whether cannabis use is a risk factor in autism has not been thoroughly investigated until now, according to Johns Hopkins University. The children were followed for an average of 7 years, during which 7,125 children were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder.
And actor Antonio Banderas, yesterday on his 60th birthday, announced on Instagram that he has coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.